Back in 1996, Sonoma County voters approved, by more than 70%, creating a series of buffer zones between local cities, which are referred to as community separators, or greenbelts. But Terry Shore, regional director for Greenbelt Alliance in the North Bay, says 20 years later, it's time to revisit that issue.
When the ballot measure went on in 1996, it had a 20-year lifespan. So 2016 is when these voter protections for the community separators expire. So now is the time to decide, do we just want to renew? Do we want to revise this 20-year-old language? And there are also community separator designations in the general plan that have never been implemented. So now would be a good time to do that.
Greenbelt Alliance, Sonoma County Conservation Action, and other environmental advocacy groups are asking county supervisors to place such a measure on the ballot next year. Ann Shore says a poll they recently commissioned shows strong public support for that.
Greenbelt Alliance just did a countywide poll of voters. And even though a lot of us haven't thought much about community separators in 20 years, more than 75% said they would vote yes today on a measure to not only renew the community separators, but to make some critical additions to lands that are at risk.
But Keith Woods, CEO of North Coast Builders Exchange, says renewing existing protections is a different matter from expanding them to include additional lands. While his organization has yet to take a position on the matter, Woods says he thinks expansion is a bad idea.
The expansion of any existing community separators, personally, I think it's a bad idea at the moment, given the extent of the problem of affordable and even market rate housing. To protect even greater amounts of land in the interests of creating separators sounds good, but it'll take more land off the marketplace potentially for housing that we badly need.
That's a serious concern, agrees Bill Keene, executive director of the county's Agriculture and Open Space District.
That's an issue we need to have addressed in this community, but I don't think it's an either or. I don't think it's we can have affordable housing but not open space. You need it all.
But, Keene adds, the community separator designations do not affect his agency's long-term preservation goals.
Those green belts that we've identified will always be a priority for us. We're about in perpetuity. Once we do a project, it's done. That's going to be protected and preserved forever. So we're beyond a 10-year or 20-year voter-approved initiative.
That's fine, says Woods. Just don't seek long-term or permanent protections through a ballot measure.
I think it's fundamentally, philosophically wrong for the people who are here today in 2015 to be making land use decisions for people 50 or 100 years from now. I personally support the idea of protecting our open space, but this goes too far.
That is the key question, says Terry Shore, noting that new community separators would lock in existing zoning for the ag lands and other properties in those areas.
Do we want to keep ag land and other open space areas in place between our towns and communities for the long term? Or are we just holding it until such time as we decide we want to develop them?
That's a question that will shape the final language of any new ballot measure. County supervisors are expected to discuss the community separators issue at their regular meeting next Tuesday. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.